This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Would you consider your church to be a seedbed for producing what is good in the lives of your members? According to the book of Titus, it should be. It would if within your fellowship some exhibit such a lifestyle and all are encouraged to cultivate such a lifestyle. Even more important, it would be if your people were introduced to the enabling power of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. If you understand this, what can you do to help your church become what God wants it to be? First, make sure you are saved by trusting in Jesus Christ. Then seek out someone who exemplifies what is doing good looks like. Find out what they have experienced. Learn from their mistakes and successes. Ask God to make you an example so others can see and learn from you what it's all about. Remember, Christian behavior is caught more readily than taught. Finally, keep your eyes open for someone who's new in the faith or struggling in their faith walk. Our tendency is to look for and associate with winners. The majority of people are potential winners, but they need encouragement. Ask God for wisdom to know what would be a spark of encouragement that might help them become practitioners of doing what is good. When you see anyone doing what is good in your church, be sure to affirm them. It might be cleaning up behind someone or preparing tables and chairs for someone. Others might not notice, but if you do, let them know how important what they have done is to the life and witness of the church. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.